It's the morning mess. We do have Nia on the line. Now, Miss Nia, you think your man is taking you and another woman to the same restaurant?
Most definitely.
Okay. So I'm assuming this other woman you don't know and you think is a side chick.
Yeah. I have no idea who this is, but we're going to find out today.
Yeah. Okay. How long have you and your man been together?
We've been together 7 months, and I just have this feeling that something is going on, and I feel like what I'm about to tell you confirms it. So he's not the best at planning dates, and he's not available on the weekends, just during the week, but we both work, and it's hard to, like, meet up. So I'm like, fine. I clear my schedule. We go to a restaurant that he saw on social media that he wanted to try, and I'm like, okay, cool. So we get there. We sit down. And the waiter comes up and he's greeting my man. His name's Evan. He's greeting Evan and, like, he knew him. He's like, hey, bro, do you want your usual? And then, like, Evan gets all nervous and he said he didn't know what he was talking about. Like, the waiter was looking confused, right? And so he's like, he's taking our order. And then my man just doubles down, like, dude, I've never been at this restaurant. Like, I don't know what you're talking about. So he's sticking to his story, right? Uh-huh. And, like, the vibe was just off. So I'm like, oh, let me go freshen up or whatever. So I go to the bathroom and I ask the waiter, hey, do you know Evan? And he's just all hesitant. He's like, I don't want to get involved. But I'm like, no, be honest with me. Like, do you know my man? And he's like, well, he does kind of, like, come here regularly. He was here last weekend with another girl.
What a snitch. I want him fired.
It was his sister. So I'm like, well, he doesn't have a sister. And I didn't want to make a scene at the restaurant, so I just waited. And I confronted him about it.
Uh-huh.
And he denied it. And so I want to say why he got, like, all defensive. Because if he's taking other girls there, just fess up. You know what I'm like? Just be honest. Maybe he thought he could get away with it. I don't know. Is he trying to, like, filter girls through this restaurant? Like, what is his plan? What is he really doing right now? So, yeah, no, it's just crazy. It's crazy because he lied in my face about it. And the waiter outed him in front of me.
Yeah. Okay. Well, this is to the point here. We're just going to call him up, offer him a free romantic hotel stay, and let's see who he puts on the reservation. Now, obviously, if Evan picks another name other than yours, Nia, that girl was not his sister. It's probably the girl that he's been taking to the same restaurant. You can't take your side chick to the same restaurant.
No, you really can't. How do you think he's going to get away with that?
Yeah.
Nia, you guys are exclusive, right? You guys, like, are official?
We're exclusive.
Okay. Well, don't yell at me about it. I was just asking.
Stupid question.
Okay.
Jesus. I'm sorry for JD.
My God.
Take it up with the waiter, man.
All right. Here we go.
Hello?
Hello. May I speak to Evan?
Yeah, this is Evan.
Hey, Evan. My name is Selena's calling with the Aurora Hotel, and I have some awesome news for you. You're the winner of our free romantic giveaway for two.
Nah, I'm not interested. No, thank you.
Well, Evan, what if I told you that we want to put you and a guest in a brand new penthouse suite along with the honeymoon package? Would you be interested then?
No, what's the catch to this?
I completely understand why you're a little bit skeptical because we are new to the North Scottsdale area, so we just want to get our name out there and get a little more known than we are now. So I will say all we ask in return for the free stay, it's still free, is a Google or Yelp review of your experience.
Oh, okay. All right, let's go.
All right, well, congratulations, Evan. I'm really excited to set this up for you. And something fun we do here at the Aurora Hotel is address a sweet or saucy note to the guest you're bringing with you. So I can give you a moment to think on what the note's going to say, and then I'll write it down when you're ready, okay?
Sweet. Let me see.
Okay, a sweet note.
Yes, a sweet note. I just love the way you say my name.
Okay, it's really simple, really sweet. And as I write that down for you, Evan, just one more question. Who'd you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
Daisy.
So this whole time, you've been talking other to that same restaurant. You're trying to make me feel special, but you're going to bring this to Aurora Hotel?
Evan, we do have to let you know something. You're live on the radio. Our show's called The Morning Mess. And Nia's been listening to this whole conversation, bro.
Now you ain't got to say, do you, Evan? You wanted to deny that entire time at the restaurant, in the car, when we got back home. Who's this?
Give me a second. Let me explain this, all right? If you want honesty, I do go there a lot. And the waiter does know me. But just, I didn't expect him to be there, and I didn't expect him to say that.
But are you going to admit that you're cheating? Because obviously you want to take someone else on this romantic hotel stay.
It's not like that.
I don't know what that note say.
Oh, the note said, "I just love the way you say my name." It was a sweet note.
Come on, man. You got caught, brother.
Sweet note. That's one of those kisses to the forehead notes.
Oh, not a forehead kiss. Oh, that hurts even more.
I knew this was a setup.
Now
you do.
Here's the main question Nia wants to know. How many times you kissed that girl on the forehead? How many times you do that, Evan?
None. Zero.
Because
all you can do is lie. So how many girls have you taken to this spot?
Ooh, better question.
How many girls are you even talking to right now?
Even better question.
I'm talking to you. I'm not talking to anybody else.
Who the is Daisy?
She's a friend.
Yeah, they always say that.
Lies. Do you hear this?
Yeah, he's losing the plot.
I stopped listening to him a long time ago. See you later, Evan.
Yeah, time to hang up on you.
Evan, you there?
Yeah.
Just want to make sure so I can hang up on you. Hold on. Nia, like, obviously, you know, he's lying.
For 7 whole months, he's just been lying.
Listen, I'm a numbers guy. 7 months is better than 7 years. Just thank God that you weren't married, you weren't engaged, you didn't have kids. But call it an L and count your blessings, man.
Yeah.
This has never happened to me before.
Do you know this girl, who she was?
I have no idea. I don't even know what she looks like.
I'm sure she's ugly. You don't have to look for her. She's ugly. She's a downgrade. Yeah,
exactly.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Where'd you meet this guy?
We met at this local bar, and I thought he was cute, and, like, we just hit it off.
Well, I'm sorry you got the news that you did, but you dodged a big bullet there, and I think you got to move on. You're going to be fine, okay? All right, Mama. Keep us posted, please.
Well.
All right, love. All right, let's play the game. I feel like she met him like at Applebee's bar.
An Applebee's?
Applebee's bar. That's just like, you know, they had like Long Island. Just one of those drinks you shouldn't be drinking. You drink that when you're like 21 and never again.
I'm going to say like Fat Tuesdays or something. Tuesdays.
That's a good one.
I feel like those are the vibes they're given.
Yeah.
I feel like the keg in Tempe.
The keg? That is so niche.
At the bar.
I know, what the hell? I'm going to double down with Sienna. Fat Tuesday. That's a fat relationship right there. I could tell.